How King David of Israel Found Peace, Part 1. Do you know what it is to have a clean conscience, an undisturbed heart, and a right spirit? Have you experienced the peace and joy that come to the person who has no guilt? So many people today are burdened with guilt, problems, anxiety, and fear. Lives are held in the grip of bondage because of actions they have taken through the years that have left their marks that cause pain, sorrow, and regret. Many people know not where to find forgiveness and cleansing from past actions and the release from bondage. I share with you the way to forgiveness, cleansing, and a new life which you can experience, in which you will find real joy and peace. It is not a human philosophy of living that I will share with you, but the way to life that comes to us from the loving God of eternity, the God of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. The peace that comes from God as we trust Him and His will and plan for our lives is not only for today, but for all eternity. We are liberated from the bondage of the past and the fear of death and the future as we believe God and trust His wonderful plan for our lives in Messiah, who is our sin-bearer and atonement. By living the way God desires us to live, we will find freedom from the bondage of the past and its sins. You can experience freedom from fear and heartache of your past actions. The Bible gives us the answer to the problem of sin and guilt. Since God has given to us the answer to meet our every need, and He has spoken to us through the Jewish prophets and writers of His Holy Scriptures, let us look into the Word of God and see exactly what God would say to us today. In order to experience peace in our lives, we must recognize our need and the basic cause of our problems. King David of Israel recorded the Word of God in the Jewish Bible, Psalm 51, verses 10 through 13, where we read, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from Thy presence, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and uphold me with Thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors Thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto Thee," to God. In the sight of God and His law given through Moses and the Hebrew writers of Holy Scripture, we cannot obtain forgiveness for our sins and have a clean heart by our own good works or deeds. We cannot have a right spirit within us by our own efforts. Sin has marred our lives, distorted our direction, and confused our will. Before King David knew peace with God, he said in Psalm 51, verse 3, "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." In the book of Ecclesiastes in the Jewish Bible, written by God through King Solomon, we read in chapter 7, verse 20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." There are good men and women in this world, but God says everyone has sinned. No human being is perfect, only God is, and we all do sin. When we have sickness in our body, it must be recognized, diagnosed by a doctor, and the proper treatment has to be given in order for us to be delivered from the illness and for us to be made well. So it is with sin. Sin must be recognized, diagnosed by God, who alone is capable of a proper evaluation, and the procedure for deliverance must be followed in order for us to be cleansed and to be forgiven by God. So often people believe that by doing some kindness or good deeds, they can find forgiveness for their sins. They feel that their good works will balance out their sins, and they hope everything will be all right. This philosophy of life will not bring cleansing from sin. We must follow the directions of Almighty God, against whom we have sinned. Concerning trying to make atonement for sin by good deeds, God says to us, through the Holy Scriptures and the writings of the Jewish prophet Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 6, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness, or good deeds, are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, or sins, like the wind, have taken us away." God makes it clear to us that our human nature is sinful. Our human efforts will not avail to rid us of sin in our lives. Again in the Holy Scriptures, we read in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 12, "The righteousness or good works of a righteous person, a good person, will not save him in the day he sins." Our self-effort does not please God for the forgiveness of our sins. God will not overlook our sin. Sin must be judged. God, in His love and mercy, has provided the way for us to be forgiven and cleansed. In Psalm 51, King David of Israel recognized the truth that it is possible for us to have a clean heart and pure life with real joy and real peace. David said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." A clean heart and life will be given to us by God, for He alone can forgive our sins when we obey His word and instructions. God alone can create a clean heart in us. God will not cast us away from His presence, and His spirit of peace and love and joy will abide in our lives if we trust His plan for us to be forgiven of sin. But how? What are we to believe? God has instructed us to trust in Him and His Messiah for our atonement today. The promise of God's Messiah, who would provide the way for us to be forgiven of our sins, is foretold in the book of the Jewish man of God, Isaiah, in chapter 53 of this book in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. We can be clean, with all past sins and failures forgiven, by trusting God's promise and following the way of forgiveness of sin that He has given to us in the Bible. Isaiah 53 was written 700 years B.C. And in this marvelous chapter in God's Word, we read, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities or sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord God hath laid on Him, this one, the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord God to bruise him. He, God, hath put him, this one, to grief. When thou, God, shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord God shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities, sins. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Of whom does this Old Testament prophecy speak? Who would come from God, be conceived and born in a miraculous way, live a perfect life to show he came from God, die for the sins of the people who would believe in him, be resurrected from the dead and the grave, and provide the blood of atonement for all who would have faith in him? Who is this one who would die so we could be forgiven of sin? In the Bible book of John, chapter 17, verse 3, we read God's word. This is life eternal, that would be in heaven, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus the Messiah whom thou hast sent. Through the Bible we know that Jesus is the Messiah of Israel, whom God sent to earth to die in our place, to take the punishment and judgment due us for our sins, to provide the blood of atonement for us. Placing our trust in God, confessing our sins to God alone, and accepting Messiah Jesus, who died in our place for us to be forgiven, brings to us forgiveness of sin, peace and joy today, and after we die, eternal life in heaven. God's promise in the Bible book of John, chapter 3, verse 16 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Jewish believer Paul recorded God's word for us in Romans chapter 5, where we have this promise from God. Verse 1, "Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus the Messiah." Verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us." Verse 11, "We also joy in God through our Lord Jesus the Messiah, by whom we have now received the atonement." When we put our trust in Messiah Jesus, we are still Jews, descendants of Abraham. I am a Jewish Bible believer. What does God expect you to do to be forgiven of your sins? Do what I did. Talk to God. Tell him that you are a sinner and have sinned in his sight. Tell him that you believe Jesus is our promised Jewish Messiah and Redeemer, that by his death on the tree and his resurrection, he took the punishment due us for our sins. Acknowledge to God that you believe God raised Jesus from the grave, and he is now in heaven at the right hand of God, as is foretold in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, Psalm 110:1. Ask God to forgive you of all your past sins because of what Jesus did by his death on the tree in providing the cleansing blood of atonement that God demanded for us to be forgiven of our sins. Then thank God for forgiving you. We read in God's Word, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Again in 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 and 13, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. What did King David of Israel do when God forgave him of his sins? Psalm 51, verse 13. He said, then will I teach transgressors God's ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee, to God. There are people who say a Bible believer should keep his or her faith to themselves. But here King David of Israel said he would teach sinners God's way to be forgiven of sin, so that sinners would be converted to God. David is not talking about converting or changing from one religion to another, but he is stressing the need to turn from sin to God. We are to turn from living for ourselves and stressing the material possessions of life. Turn to seek God for his cleansing of sin in our lives. We are to place our faith in Almighty God and accept his plan in Messiah Jesus, who provided the blood of atonement for us, for our cleansing. This will bring the forgiveness of sin that we so desperately need in order to have real, true peace and joy, and God's guidance in this life, and lasting happiness in heaven forever. All this comes from a personal relationship with God. Seek God today. Ask him to show you the truth of the Holy Scriptures. Ask the Almighty God of eternity to show you what he wants you to believe. Then trust him for it and experience his peace and joy. Should you have any questions or desire CDs or literature for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace, email us at contact, that's contact, at GodAndJews, that's one word, no spaces, .org. Contact at GodAndJews.org. God be with you to lead you in his path to real peace, joy, and happiness now and for all eternity.